Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah. I have a question for you, Tipo. Why do you keep this paper guard thing in there?
Just to keep the hat. It's because I sweat a lot. And it helps the sweat line.
Okay. I thought the sweat line was more towards the...
Like right here.
The rim, right?
Right here. That's like just inside, so what's...
Stop calling me out on my stomach!
I was thinking he was trying to keep the hat shape.
The hat will keep its shape.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Unless you sit on it.
Yes. No, I never sit on it. Never keeps its shape because my head...
If I sit on it,
My head shape changes. No, I'm just kidding.
Tony, what?
Huh?
My head... What are you, baby?
I get poofy hair.
All right. Anyways, welcome back, everybody, to Room 101. Boys, say what's up.
What's up, boys?
But before we get started, you know what it is. Roll that intro.
Intro.
Shoo!
Yeah. Oh, man. We're never going to learn from the past.
Oh, I did not do that.
That was me. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Please forgive me.
What happened? No, it's not mine, so I don't care. But
oh, please forgive me.
It's not his either.
It's not.
I bought it for him, so you should be.
No, you bought. He bought it. So say sorry.
I did say sorry.
Good.
Sorry one. Sorry two. Sorry.
He dropped it.
I dropped it.
Oh, he did.
He knocked it off the table.
It was by accident.
What happened?
I was trying to untangle the cord. And
what's wrong with it?
Oh,
it's just a scrape. It's just like scraped up.
Damn, Tonu.
Damn.
Whoa.
The floor did that?
Wow, floor.
It's the carpet.
Crazy.
Well, how did it scrape?
It definitely hit a few things on the way down.
Definitely.
No, I swear I saw it. It just went.
Anyways.
Holy cow.
Back to the podcast.
Back at it again. Boys, how we feeling? Feeling good?
Yeah.
You know what? No.
Well, you're not? What's going on with you? Are you okay?
I just wanted to be different.
Oh, you want to be different? So what's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to say no.
Oh, so you say you're feeling good. What's right. What are you feeling good for?
Well, in that case, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what?
Why? Maybe I'm not.
Why?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. You'll never know.
You know what's crazy? I feel like we haven't been together. Like, I mean, we were together, but I feel like we kept on like, How do I explain this?
Separating?
Like, because you were gone for a vacation, and then you came back, but he left. And then you came back, and then somehow I think we separated just a little bit more, and then we're finally back together.
Yeah, you're about to leave again.
It's like yes,
we,
right?
It's like we had a divorce.
You're right. You know what
I'm
talking
about? Why y'all leaving every weekend?
Hold up.
What parties are these that you don't invite us to?
Hold up.
Wait.
Did you're I told
up?
You're not wrong.
I want to go to a poly party.
I told Sam I'm going to play the bass for a church.
That's right.
Yeah, back off. He's going to a church. Yeah.
So if you have something against God, take it up to God.
Oh my God. Father, forgive me.
We miss each other so much.
I love you guys.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, boys, I'm glad y'all are doing good. Sam, I'm sorry you feel not great.
Yo, Tonu and I hopped on a game last night.
Fortnite?
First game, first dub, like right off the rip.
Second game?
We
lost.
Dude,
third game, we were almost there.
I was about to be like, we could run squads, but everyone's leaving.
Wait, what time are you leaving? Doesn't matter.
Wow!
Get back on topic.
Anyways.
We'll talk about it later.
Anyways.
I don't want to put you on this, but never mind.
No, go for it. What?
Just to be clear, I had 16 kills that game.
You had 16?
He had 16. How much did you
hit? Holy smokes.
3, I think.
Say it, Tony. Well,
some of them were assists.
His kill count always goes up when there's only two of us or three of us.
The thing is, that's true. He does rush everybody.
He just rushes everybody.
Yeah.
What can I say, man?
He's good. He's good.
If I see them fighting, it's they're already damaging themselves, so I just go ahead and take their kills.
That's fair. Yo, but that one game where the four of us won, That was a fire dude, game.
I was trying to run it back.
I know. We failed.
We'll be back Sunday. Don't mean damn. Oh, dude, update on you. Update on you.
Oh yeah. I got a job.
Oh, hey!
Let's finally.
Go! Let's go!
After a whole year, no, I'm just kidding. Half a
almost.
Year, half
a year. It's only 7 months.
What kind of job is it?
It's a job that you go and work at.
He says that now because he's excited. For yeah, once, yeah,
I'm hella excited.
I'm gonna leave it there. We'll leave it there.
H-E double hockey stick.
Hey, remember who's giving you rides? Remember that.
Yeah, I always remember.
Side eye every time, bro. I love it.
No, but dude, hey, we're happy for you, brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. I'm excited.
Good.
Because now that I've got a job, I actually see a future, you know?
That's good.
So.
That's really good, bro.
It's all props to you guys.
So give praise hands to Tonu. We're going to have it right here. Whoop on. I'm kidding.
No!
I'm kidding. Jokes.
Here goes the 7.
No!
They think they're so funny.
Fully loaded.
I said,
hey,
no.
What are you doing here? I thought you quit.
Even though I didn't do any editing, I felt the pain.
Yeah, dude, I didn't watch the episode.
Yeah, dude, I kicked you out of the band.
Yeah. I know you did. But I came back. Because, you know, you can never kick me out of this band.
He went down on both knees. As
shut up. Shut up. Don't come after me. Like, please, I'm sorry. Hey, whatever happened behind the camera happens behind the camera. All right. Wait.
But it's happening in front of the camera.
So,
Anyways.
All right. Today we have a special topic, boys. Y'all already know how it is.
Yelps.
We want to talk about setting goals. Mm. Man, first off, how are our goals going?
I would say, me personally, I'm improving. Like, doing stuff on the side for us.
What, drug deals?
Oh. Yeah.
Say less.
Why you say it? Bleep that.
Why am I not including?
You know why. Yeah.
You got a job.
Work hard, play hard, Tony.
Have you seen that one? It's like, work hard, play hard. It's like, but it's like, oh, it's a meme right here. And no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Try hard.
It's like, work hard, play hard. But it says, it's like, play and hard.
So,
long story short, I am not going to say that. Go ahead. Yeah. I am not going
to
say
that. Working on trying to just talk.
It looked like you tried to talk to Tupo's mic.
Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Just having a lot of, like, other songs that aren't really planned, you know?
Yeah.
On the side, but then just working on them makes it feel a lot less stressful about the 12 for 12. Because I would say before it was more like one song, focus on that the month, and then like, shoot, what are we going to do for the next one? And I would say with that, it kind of like burns us out.
A little bit, yeah.
But with having, what, like 5-6 songs / beats on the side, just working on them, like having ideas or something written for them already.
That was always the plan, too. Mm-hmm. We were just self-inflicted.
Took us this long,
yeah,
we just to finally do it.
Shooting ourselves in the foot every time a new month rolled around. Mm-hmm. So it feels good to be in that spot, for sure.
Yeah.
To be ahead, yes, it's great.
Because what would we have done if I didn't have that idea about the intermission and then, like, us working on that on the side?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not only that, but we'd adjusted. Like,
we shifted a lot of things.
Yeah.
For 12 to 12.
From our original plan.
Yes, mm-hmm. For our 12 to 12. So, Josh, that's how Josh's goals are going. How are y'all's goals going?
I think mine is going well. Finally got that job search.
Nice. Scratch that off.
No, keep it there. Just scratch the search off. Yeah. Just scratch off search.
Work. Job search, parentheses, work.
Yeah, my health. I walked yesterday.
Nice.
But not the other dudes. But
hey, he walked yesterday, though. There you go.
Oh. I'm trying. I'm trying on the health.
Pretty good. Very good.
Yeah, last note.
Love you guys. we've been working hard, right? Intermission. We got recording done.
Oh, I gotta record.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's you went on a vacation, so.
Yeah, this month was
a vacation
full week. Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, we were gone a lot.
It was summer, man.
Yeah, we still dropped an episode a week.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Suck it, whoever was hating.
With all four of us.
Keep going. Nice.
Friends, still looking for some?
Oh, shoot.
So any of you people that want to be his friend?
Yeah. Leave a comment and leave your email in the comment, too.
Yeah, we'll find... Dude, we should find you a pen pal.
No.
That'd be cool. You can, like, draw pictures to each other.
Yeah.
What's a pen pal?
You just write each other.
Nah, do you like remember, what was that, PictoChat or whatever on the DS? It's kind of like that.
Oh, snap.
Never had a DS.
Yeah. Oh, rip. My bad, bro.
Yeah, never
Let's go find old school DS's that's and crazy. Do it. Just the four of us.
Just the four
in our rooms.
That's just making me. That's just making me even more sad.
Dude, while we're at it, let's all get Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I forgot about those. Dude, I remember this one time. I took my Tamagotchi with my grandparents to Walmart, and I got distracted and I left it there. And we were driving back to my grandparents' house. I was like, oh shoot, I left my Tamagotchi at Walmart. Let's go back. Went back. I was rushing, like, thinking someone took it. I don't know how many people play with that mug, but they probably thought it was, like, a free demo or something because they were just there messing with it. And I walked up, took it out of the kid's hand, and walked away.
Dude, me and Jetty from season one bought Tamagotchis while we were on our missions, and we took care of them together. It was the last two in the store.
Wow.
We had to ask workers, like, where are your Tamagotchis? Because it said they had them. And so they showed us where they were at, and it was just two, like, in the back. It was just two of them left.
That's crazy.
Still have it.
Wow.
It's not as fun as I remember it.
Nah.
I like the ones that were the Kinect ones, where you could put them up to each other, and they'd go and make a baby.
Yeah, bro.
What the?
Yeah,
what?
Bro. It was crazy stuff.
What?
Yeah. And you can't, like, get those anymore.
No.
Like, anywhere.
If you find them, they're, like, mad expensive.
And then they had a website you could go to, where you connect yours, and then your Tamagotchi would pop into the website.
What the frick?
It was dope.
Wild times. I love that.
Did you ever have that?
No.
Me neither.
I've always been lonely.
I'm just kidding.
That was before Pokemon Go became a thing. That's where they got it from.
Oh, really? Probably, oh, I did not know that.
No, just I a virtual didn't either. Pet. I made that up. Oh, but, well, that's what that's what I would think, like, you know, you're just walking around finding Pokemans. You can transfer them to the games and stuff. Uh-huh. Then they did, like, the little watch band thing to do that without looking at the phone.
Crazy, man.
Dang. Crazy.
But anyways,
Sam, how are your goals going?
Whoa.
Fantastic. Tupo, how are your goals going?
I'm just kidding. I can go.
We got a guest.
Yeah.
Pause on that.
Pause on that.
Yes. You have to come in through the back.
Wait, what?
Watch the light. Kevin, watch the light.
Sorry, we're just in the middle of recording. What about it?
Yeah, you're fine. And
we're good on time.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so
keep all that.
Satch, how are your goals going?
Pretty good, for the most part. Yeah, I think nice. I think I've kind of been burnt out the past little bit. To be completely honest, I felt pretty burnt out just because I feel like I was doing a lot in terms of, like, last note stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel kind of – I feel better now. But I think I – my entire pie chart was, like, last note there for a second is what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm starting to clean it up. I've got some job opportunities that I'm going to pursue. But also, like, I've been cleaning up my spiritual life, been doing a lot more. Because I've neglected that. So I feel like I'm headed in the right direction, but I'm not quite there yet.
Mm. Okay. So setting goals. I'm kidding. I'll talk about my goals. I'm doing all right.
What's that say? The opposite direction I'm going.
It That's tighter
this,
than
this
tight.
Is cute.
It's,
bruh.
So my goals they are they're doing good. I'm feeling a lot more at peace and happy and certain, and it's good. It's good. Let's see. God, hey, I actually went to go visit my bishop. It's pretty nice. I might be starting going to that poly ward my.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Now, anyways, second is...
Prayers have been answered.
Yeah, prayers have been answered. Last note stuff. I feel like we've been doing good. Still editing. Doing everything for that. Health is... Could be better.
yeah, so what are we gonna do about it?
That's a great question.
Let's do this.
What's so funny?
Sorry. Are you done? Keep going. Are you done?
No, it's okay. Random stuff. No.
What even is that?
Friend fun stuff. Could be better.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Hey, we catching dubs though. All right.
We are. I don't know when I was getting.
Catch dubs.
I just love how you go randomly explore 2,000 feet away from us.
Whoa. I'm looting. And then somehow they attack me. I'm I shoot first,
yeah,
but they
some,
attack me.
Somehow.
And then this game supposedly glitches every time he shoots.
Yeah.
It does.
I know what happens though. I bet with like the shotty he keeps going, but then he's reloading. But he's still shooting, so he shoots one more, tries to reload, but he keeps shooting.
And then no.
And then the map glitches. anyway,
they're just hating because I'm the best on our squad. Anyways,
most definitely.
So that's thank you for agreeing. But yeah, sarcasm. That's pretty much for me.
Sarcasm.
So I think at the after we discuss our topic further about setting goals, I think at the end of it we should set some new goals right here. On the episode, in relation to what we want to work on, so be prepared for that. After we talk about the goals, as a general principle.
Dang, I'm nervous.
Be prepared.
Good.
You should be.
Anyways, keep going.
So, setting goals. First off, what is a goal? I mean, simple question.
That's a good question.
What is a goal?
Let's ask Google, shall we?
Oh my gosh. Sam, what is a goal?
I believe that a goal is, it's not necessarily an idea, but something. It's a milestone you want to hit in order to progress. So I think there's a difference between a goal and the vision. I think a vision is the big picture. Maybe that's a type of goal, but I think you set goals that are smaller. And they're milestones you hit. They're ways to track and measure your progress in your pursuit of accomplishing something. And so to accomplish the vision, whatever that is. So
true.
A goal, as we know, should be measurable, right? You should be able to measure it, should be able to track it.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be something that pushes you to, you know, get out of your comfort zone and pushes you to be better at something.
You said there's smaller goals that lead up to the bigger goal that you accomplish first?
Yeah. Well, okay. So take us, for example. We have the vision. We have a vision for where we want to go as last note. But do we get there like that? Is there a way to just be like, okay, that's what we're going to hit, you know, in soon. It's like, no, we have to hit certain milestones. We have to get, you know, a few thousand streams on some of our songs before we can you know, have some credibility to even collaborate with someone bigger. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, we've got to hit different milestones. Okay. If we get, you know, 60 streams on one song in the first week, right? And then you, whatever, you release the next song. Okay. A better goal would be, all right, what can we do to get 100 streams in the first week? You know, what's in our, what actions can we take? And within that, you can set goals. And that's just how you progress. I think we're good at talking about goals sometimes, but I don't think we're good at setting them and keeping each other accountable as a group.
True.
But Josh, many goals, sorry, to put a cherry on top, many goals or milestones, you can call them milestones, you need to pass through a whole bunch of those in order to accomplish the big picture goal, the vision. That's necessary.
That's true. I think we talked about it. To get the bigger picture, you have to understand how to get the small little details to get that bigger picture.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
True. That's true. Did you find that definition yet?
Yeah.
So we kicked the soccer ball too.
Sorry, my computer decided to update. A pair of posts linked by a crossbar and often with a net attached behind it. That's definition number one. Number two, the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result.
Yeah, so basically what Sam said. That's what's up. Hey, thank you, Google. No, but I like how you said we always talk about these setting goals. We always talk about these goals, but we never really set them. We never really do them. I feel like a goal is just a dream if you don't do something about it. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So how is setting goals? Why is setting goals important?
I guess to set or create blueprints as to what we want to achieve and how to. Like if we want to get to point B from point A, how are we going to get there? You know, it's always important to have a plan, but then again, without having like the consistency or the, what's the word? I guess the desire to actually achieve the goal, then you're not really going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about is, you have to have some sort of desire, or as Google says, some like an ambition, in order to accomplish goals effectively, and effectively meaning, you as an individual are actually growing, are actually becoming something more than what you were before, and you're accomplishing something that is fulfilling and authentic to you, right? So we've all had jobs where they probably had like goals that we need to hit. Mm-hmm. How passionate are you about hitting those goals? You know what I mean? Me personally, I never really was like, yeah, let's do this, because I've never had a job where I've been like, I'm in this thing 100%.
Yeah,
I live for this, you know what I mean? And so it's like, you can have goals, but I don't think accomplishing those goals provide you any fulfillment and any real personal accomplishment, that feeling, until it's attached to something like some sort of desire that you have. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. the thing is, you have to want it. You got to have some type of motivation, some type of drive to like actually achieve that goal. What's your thoughts on this, Tony?
I think a goal was basically just like life itself. Like, if you don't have a goal within your life, like, you'll end up nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have anything to achieve, then what's like living, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're born, right, and then in order for us to maintain a house, like that's a goal, to maintain a house, you have to get a job, you have to work, you know, get paid, and then that's the goal right there, is the house. And if you don't have a goal to keep that house, you'll end up homeless. No? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not only that, but like some people like just can't obtain a goal in order to keep where they're at. I don't know how to explain what's in my head. My head's like mixed jumbled.
Nice.
No, but I kind of get what you're saying. You said, so, sorry. Let me try to get at what you're saying, Tony. You said goal is like life?
Yeah, like it's living. Like, if you want to, like, if you see yourself, like, not doing anything, like, mm-hmm. in your life, like, then you'll just be, like, there and just depressing all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you see yourself, like, you want to, like, be someone, then you want to, like, live.
So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So setting goals help you have a meaning.
Yeah, like kind of like have a meaning, like because there's no point in living if you don't have like that.
I mean,
like something to reach.
Yeah, mm. That's true. Like, because in this life, it's about progression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, goals are what you use to measure progress. It's one of the tools you can use to measure progress. That's why a goal has to be measurable. Right, like. Usually attaching a number or something to a goal is the best way to do something, right? That number is not going to, whatever number that is, that's not going to represent like how it changes you as an individual in terms of how you feel, really. But it will measure and give you a more tangible data to work with in order to put yourself in a position to feel fulfilled. That makes sense. So you're right. Goals are essential because they are how we track our own growth and development, which is the purpose of this life, is to grow and become better and reach our potential.
Mm-hmm. What you said something. It was like a goal has to be obtainable. What makes a good goal? What makes a good goal?
So I have a kind of a, I wouldn't say it's controversial. Or you, sorry.
No.
So he looked at you and you didn't say anything. So
he did. Like, he looked at me and then I looked over.
Oh,
here.
Okay. It's not. I guess not controversial. But I think it's different for everybody. What that really looks like. So, Grant Cardone, a very successful businessman, right, has the 10x rule. Yeah. And that's kind of an intense thing, right? You take whatever you want to accomplish. Right. Okay. So, you know, for Pringles in the morning, right, we probably are at like a total of like 500, maybe 600 streams total between across all platforms. Right. Mm-hmm. If you apply the 10x rule to that, you just multiply by 10 and that's your next goal. Okay. So if we got 500 flat multiplied by 10, what is that? 5,000.
Yeah.
Boom. But for a lot of people, that's kind of intense. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd be better to go, oh, we have 500. Let's get like 700, then 8, then 1,000, you know, and build up to that 5,000. So I think it's different for everybody, just depending on who you are, because everyone progresses at their own pace. Mm-hmm. I think, but the one principle that should be present for everybody when setting goals is something that pushes you out of your comfort zone in the sense that it pushes you, like it's got to be something that you know you can accomplish, but something that if you're not on your A game, you might not. I think is the best way to put it, right? So it's like if I'm a basketball player and I want to be an 80% free throw shooter, that means every time I shoot 10 free throws, I have to make 8. That's the lowest, I can only miss 2. And so, you know, that could be really tough. And maybe you don't hit it every once in a while. But if my average is 8 out of 10, that maybe will push me, but it's not impossible. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Oh, that's true. Josh, what do you think makes a good goal?
Essentially what Sam said, because, I mean, when it comes to goals, if you it all depends on how you achieve them and how you feel towards the end. Because, I mean, I guess to make it simpler, like on the mission, they give you a goal to, contact as, like, a certain number of people in the day, right? And then, like, out for us, it was, I think, like, 10. Like, our goal was to at least contact 10 new people. And then days we would get 8, other days we'd get 20 or whatever. But the days that we got, like, 5 or less, like, even though we tried, we still didn't, like, feel the greatest, you know? So it's like, in the end, it's just how you execute.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The plans that you make to achieve the goal, and then how you feel. Because you could do the same thing every day, but it doesn't mean you're always going to have the same outcome, you know? Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the amount of work you add, and then to recognize that if change is needed, to apply that change, and then just how you end up feeling once you do get to that goal.
That's true. That's true. Sorry. Whoa. <Bless you. clears throat> So that's setting goals, y'all. Thank you so much for... No, but that's true what y'all say.
No one laughed.
I'm going to edit this and I'll have a whole audience laughing.
I think what I think that makes a good goal.
Yeah, what do you think, Tony?
It must have challenges. Mm. Like, if there's no challenges, then it's not a good goal.
That's true.
You know, you can't see, like, if you, like, reach your goal and you didn't have any challenges, then it's not really a goal because you already know what you're doing. But if you have challenges, then you know that you can overcome. And part of that is, like, kind of like a test of faith. Mm. You know, like if the challenges come and you don't have faith, then you're just going to let the challenge destroy you. And then that just stops you from completing that goal. But if you fight the challenges, like complete the challenges, and then you just keep that faith, then you'll reach that goal. And that will make a good goal.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Dang, did y'all get my snaps yesterday?
Yeah,
dude. I'm not trying. So
the
like,
way you said it.
sorry.
Yeah,
he fought Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I fought Dwayne Johnson's cousins. Kidding, that's messed up.
Pebbles.
I'm just kidding. Pebbles. That's messed up. Boulder.
The boulder and the pebble. All right, keep going.
No, so the reason why I brought that up is, I mean, it's not really relatable, but kind of. I'm gonna relate it anyways.
Makes
We're digging these holes. I'm not going to lie. My goal was to get every single big rock that was in there out. And I did. Except for one hole. So did I accomplish it? Kind of.
I think that's actually a good point. Because here's an obvious question. Are you going to accomplish every single one of your goals? On the first go, especially.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like... The only thing that really it matters that you accomplish the goals eventually. But the most important part is you live a life full of progress. You don't live a life full of wasted time. And if you live a life full of progress, that means you're doing something with your desires to accomplish what you want to do. But if you just live your life just kind of hanging out and just being another, you know, living organism taking up more space, number one, you're not going to feel great.
Yeah.
but number two, like, man, that's a lot of wasted potential. And so it's not so much the results will always come, right, as long as an effort is given. It's like the law of diffusions of innovations, right? And I won't get into that, but it's like that's basically a law that tracks progress, essentially. And it's usually attached to, like, you know, consuming some sort of products and tracking consumer rates and stuff. But the principle found in the law of diffusion of innovations is the results will come. The only thing that's not known is when. Could be tomorrow, could be a few weeks from now. But as long as an effort is given, the results will come. And so live a life full of progress, not a life of wasted time.
Yeah. I guess it's just you wanna like see yourself in the future saying, I did that, instead of saying, dang, I wish I did that.
Yeah.
So
dang. Don't live in a life of what if. What if this happened? What if this happened?
We get stuck in that so easy as people. So much. Not only as a group, but just like everybody in the world. We get stuck in that so much. What's that quote of, like, there's so many people that have these great ideas and inventions, but they will never, ever come into fruition because it will always stay in their mind. Like, what's the point of that? Mm-hmm. You have all these people that probably have great ideas. There's like a million of them that will never come to pass because they never did anything about it. It was born as an idea and it died as an idea. So I personally don't want to be that kind of a person. I don't think we do either. And so that's why, as a group, we've talked a lot about our last note stuff. And that's why we even had that conversation a few nights ago, is because I think a lot of what we do, we're doing a lot of good things, but a lot of what we want to do is still stuck in the what ifs.
Mm-hmm. Dreams only stay dreams unless you do something about it, basically.
Yep.
I like what you said, though. I like what you said. But dang, that's crazy, though. Like, so many people have these amazing ideas, but yet it stays in the... Dang, that is so true. That's true. That's so...
True? Wow.
Yes, yes. It's true. It's true. It's very true.
That, like, for real, for real. That fear.
You don't
know. Of taking risks.
Yeah.
Fear of taking risks. That's true. Let's count how many times. Yeah, you right. Right.
Whoop. No. Whoop. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Wait, I'm editing.
You're editing.
Yeah, so I can do whatever I want. Whoop. No, I'm kidding. Whoop.
Stop. This is how it feels.
All right. Well, I feel like we're coming to the end of it. You said you want to bring back up, we should go back over our own goals.
Because the point of season two is to also track our own progress and kind of put ourselves out there. So for me, for example, me personally, I really need to work on the spiritual part of my life, right? So I am going to set a goal of nothing crazy, nothing unique or new or whatever, but I'm going to set a goal to study the scriptures every day. Mm. Right? And the most important part about a goal is the accountability. And so when we meet on Sunday nights, I commit to reporting how my week went with that. You know what I mean? Mm. So whatever you need to work on, let's set a goal. You know, my goal, seven days a week, I'm going to study the scriptures for, you know, at least like 20 minutes a day. And then Sunday night, I can report back to you guys about that and we can keep each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it'd be good for you. And then a few podcast episodes down the road, we'll report. See how we did and share our experiences.
Bet. Oh,
I'll do that with you. Because, I mean, I'm good doing it on my own Sundays, and then I have the once a week thing with Michelle, but I need to do better on personal studies, because I mean I did it before, but then there's always that time where
Which, I don't get. Because it's not like instead of doing it, I sit down and, like, play video games or whatever, like I did back in high school. But it's like, on the mission, even if you were bored, there something about reading the scriptures was always fun. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I try to keep that up. But after a year being back, I don't know why. It's hard to get back into that groove. But I'll do that with you, and then help each other be accountable. I would say for me, because last note and the relationship are very important to me. So I guess the goal is, like, put in either, like, if it's a day where, like, making music or whatever isn't too crazy, at least do, like, a good amount of time on music before I do anything else. And then if it's, like, a busier day, then at least spend some time with her, and then the rest of the time here. That's something I have been thinking a lot about as well, and talk to her about. But that's my goal, along with the scripture study.
My goal? I think it's... I don't know. I've been trying. Reading the scriptures, where I found two interesting verses.
That'd be real crack me up.
I'm gonna try to see if I can focus. I mean, because right now I'm adapting to a new schedule with a new job that I'm getting. And so I think my goal is to see what I can do to, you know, like, do work and last note together, you know? So it's a new change for me, so. Because so it's like multitasking. So I want to see how this works out with my new job coming in as part of my schedule. Mm. So, you know, work and last note together.
For me, honestly, I need to work on my health. I mean, I said it before. I feel like I'm just going to say it again.
Say it again.
No, but I...
Or no.
Or not.
That's right. Keep going, bro. Don't say it again.
No, I definitely do need to work on my health. Because of certain circumstances that came up, I need to focus more on it.
What do you want to work on specifically?
Well, my family has a weight loss challenge. That's going to be fun. I'm not losing my money. I know that for a fact. I'm calling my family out right here. I know y'all listen. I am not losing.
What's the bet?
$25 each.
Oh, baby.
You put it in a pot?
Nice.
I'd lose weight so fast.
It's like... It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
So I would say and put out there just as a reminder and maybe an invitation to, like, look at our own goals and ask ourselves, how am I going to measure it? Because and I'm not calling anybody out, but I think we all just kind of mentioned what we wanted, you know, accomplish ultimately.
Yeah.
But how do you measure working and doing last note at the same time? What are you going to use to what numbers are you going to use to measure that, and what's your plan? Because you told that's your desire, but you need to measure that and be able to track it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Same thing with weight loss. You want to join your family's weight loss. They probably have ways to track it within the weight loss itself. You probably have check-ins, yeah. Right? Whatever. But you need to create a goal on how am I going to lose weight, right? And that gets pretty easy when you start counting calories and you start counting, you know, how much protein intake you have and like what you eat, serving sizes. Like, you've got, but with all those possibilities, you have to create a plan on how you're going to do that. You know, same thing with the balancing relationship and last note, right? We got to figure out how you're going to measure that, right? Because, yeah, our days change, but, you know, basically what I'm saying is you can't just go with the flow and expect things to be accomplished. You know, and we're go to the flow with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so find a way to measure it and be able to, so not only for yourself, but so we can keep each other accountable, you know, because we looking at it and being like, you know what, it kind of looks like I'm doing all right. Well, it's like, what, how do you know? Because you feel good right now, or because you have something to measure what you actually have done. So that's something I think we could do as a group to, or individually, figure out how you're going to measure it. Mm-hmm. Then it's a real goal.
Also, I'm going to try to get out there more. You know? Show up to more things.
Yeah?
See what happens.
I'm going to try to pitch in then.
Huh?
What did you say? What language was that?
English. English.
English. English.
You say pitch in?
Yeah, it's try pitch in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
Well, there you have it, people. Thank you so much.
He had to recharge his batteries.
Revive. Clear.
Bruh.
But, nah, this is a good episode. We needed this. We definitely needed this. But,
I feel like you said that every episode. We really need this. We really. Should we put a counter here, too?
For those of you just listening.
That's another one. It's probably like six by now.
It's seven. But, Josh, you know what to do. We'll come to the end of the episode.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching. Sam, drop that beat. Need water? Oh, wow. You good? All right, Sam, drop that beat.
You're not even wearing headphones.
Yeah, you're not even wearing headphones.
I like this beat, though.
I like this.
Did you just make this? This is nice.
Bro.
Nah, but...
Let's get out of here.
Let's wrap this up. Josh, right. What do we say?
Remember, keep that peace of mind.
Tonu,
where are we going?
That's nice. I like that. Sam, what do we say?
You said peace of mind, so keep on.
Yeah. Y'all have a great week. See y'all next week. Love y'all. Deuces. Wow.
Wait, why did I look at the TV?